This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're honored to be able to speak with Dr. Jason Levine, clinical psychologist in private practice in Los Angeles, California. Dr. Levine specializes in substance use disorders, anxiety, depression, LGBTQ issues, and anger management. And Dr. Levine, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
And certainly appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today. So tell us, for starters, how has the pandemic impacted people with previous mental health issues or substance abuse challenges? Get into that to lead things off here today.
Well, it's an interesting question. I think over time it's changed. In the beginning of the pandemic in March, a lot of people with anxiety and depression were feeling a sense of essentially that they're more a part of the rest of the population, meaning a lot of people were experiencing depression and anxiety who didn't previously. And then the people who are my patients said, welcome, like welcome to our world. Okay. So there was more of a belonging experience for many of my patients. And then over time, what happened was it just essentially, as we all know, it went on and on. And then I think, really what comes to the fore at that point is an exacerbation of these things. So you've got a lot of different issues. If you're a substance abuser, you have social distancing issues, and let's say you're an opiate user and you overdose, you might not have somebody around you to give you naloxone. Also, just because you are feeling emotions and you want to escape those emotions through the use of drugs or alcohol, these are things that become more prominent. And you might use more than you had before. And certainly it's more easy to isolate, more actually socially acceptable to isolate. And the same goes for depression. If you're depressed, one of the hallmarks for many people who are depressed with typical depression is to isolate, is to lie in bed, is to not go and do and see people. Before the pandemic, you didn't see people and they would say, why aren't you coming? Once the pandemic comes around, people say, you know, how you doing, but they don't expect to see you. So you can actually hide, and your depression can be more intense and more longer standing as a result of that. So here are just a few examples of the impact that the pandemic has had on people.
Yeah, you certainly made some good points right there, and some of those I would have never even thought of. So that's quite interesting feedback right there, and it does make sense. What are some things people can do to lessen their anxiety or depression?
Well, there's a number of things. So what I like to say is that when it comes to these kinds of issues, there's a lot of tools available. The ones that speak to you are the best ones to use. And that can change over time. You know, you might not be ready or as interested in certain tools. So those aren't ones to use. But you might, the more tools you have, the more chances you have to address these issues. So some of the tools. One is meditation, okay? The people that have the hardest time meditating are typically the people who need it the most. It's an irony, and it's something that a lot of people don't consider because they're like, well, this is very difficult for me, so I don't want to do it. But actually, that's probably a sign that this is something that you really need. Exercise. Exercise can be a huge depression and anxiety lifter. I know some people with substance use disorder who were using benzodiazepines to lessen their anxiety, got addicted to it, and then couldn't use them anymore because of the addiction issue, will use exercise. And not just light exercise, but typically moderate to more, you know, where you're sweating, where you're huffing and puffing, where your heart rate gets up. That's the best kind of anxiety reducer you can have. Also for depression. In depression, you don't feel like exercising. You don't feel like typically doing much of anything. And the best antidote to depression is what we call opposite action. So if you don't want to talk to friends, talk to friends. If you don't want to exercise, exercise. If you don't want to get out of bed, get out of bed and get something to eat, these kinds of things. In addition to that, music, listening to music. I have playlists. Some of them are to reduce anxiety, so they're very mellow, very melodic and soothing. And then other times where I want to kind of pick up my mood and I want to have more energy, then those things, I have playlists for those kinds of experiences as well. So spending time with loved ones, and even if it's remotely or in whatever way that you can manage, those are important. Sorry, I have a helicopter overhead. Those are important ways in which you can reduce anxiety and depression. And just know that whatever things are things that speak to you, those are the best tools to use. Let's call them low-hanging fruit.
Fantastic information there, and thanks for that. Now tell us, what is the CBT model of treatment?
So CBT stands for Cognitive Behavioral Treatment. So the idea, and to be honest, it really should be called CEBT, because the way the model works is your cognitions impact your emotions, and your emotions impact your behavior in simplest terms. So I also like to think of it as like a jockey and a horse, so to speak. The jockey are essentially the cognitions, the thoughts that you have, and the horse are the emotions. So which is on top? If your emotions are changing your cognitions, then you got the jockey under the horse, and then the work becomes to get a hold of your cognitions and essentially change your cognitions or expand your cognitions. So to make a very easy, example of it, I had parked my car, and a woman came and hit the car while I was parked. And I got out, and we exchanged information, and then I was walking into the supermarket where I had been parked. And I wasn't feeling good about it. I was feeling like, gee, that's something I don't need right now. And I was upset. And I said, well, I don't want to let this ruin my day. So I started expanding my cognitions, not just to see with tunnel vision the thing I didn't like, the accident, but actually to increase my understanding. So what I thought first was, well, I could have been in the supermarket when this happened, and I wouldn't have this woman's information at all. Then the second thing I thought was, the only damage I had to the car was in the area she hit. Now my car will look brand new when I get fixed. Yeah, I'll have to do a few things, but jump through some hoops, but it'll look better than ever. And then I said to myself, I was thinking about getting a new car. Maybe this is really what I need. I can, essentially it's a kick in the pants that I needed to do that. And actually that was the one that I ended up with, and I ended up getting my new car as a result of that. But this is an expansion. Now I didn't only see the accident and feel the feelings related to that, but I felt much more at peace because I expanded and I worked on my thoughts around it.
Certainly appreciate your breaking that down to help us understand better the CBT model of treatment, as well as your personal experience. That certainly helps. Anytime we hear of someone that's gone through something and they've found a solution, that certainly is bonus material right there. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Jason Levine, clinical psychologist in private practice in Los Angeles, California. Dr. Levine specializes in substance use disorders, anxiety, depression, LGBTQ issues, and anger management. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Levine, what do you see as challenges ahead as the pandemic numbers increase and there is uncertainty around when things will get better?
Well, I think the key word in your question is uncertainty. And there really is a lot of uncertainty around vaccines, around the election, around the stimulus, around the pandemic, and the numbers that are increasing as we, have kind of been talked about for months now. It's now taking place in Europe and here. These are very uncertain times, and with uncertainty comes stress, you know, in the form of anxiety, also depression, and substance use disorder. So not having answers, not having certainty, not knowing when this will end is very difficult, not just for people with mental health issues, but for people in general. So if you don't suffer with these kinds of issues and you feel yourself challenged by the times that we're living in right now, you can certainly appreciate people who already are experiencing and have historically experienced challenges under regular circumstances. And so I would say that the things that really are most important is to know that these are uncertain but temporary times. The pandemic, one thing we do know is the pandemic is not forever, and that the stresses that we have in terms of whether we can be with people, whether we have to distance from people and all these kinds of things, that whatever you can do to connect with other people, because we're meant to connect, those are wins. And even small wins where they might not be the kind of experiences you want, like travel or to spend quality time without having to worry at all about how you're doing it. While we might not have that available to us, although some people will be doing that, we do have a lot that is available. And it's important to look at what we can do. Like right now I'm on a boat in Santa Monica overlooking just a beautiful area. And that's something I can do outdoors. And this is something that I'm very grateful. It's the first time I've really done anything like this since the pandemic started. And that's 8 months ago. So these are these little wins are really, really important for people. And look for them every day, because every day is a day you don't get back. So find things that you appreciate about something in that day, at least one thing.
That is certainly some tremendous advice, and thanks for your input in those regards. Lastly, how can loved ones get involved if they see issues developing with someone in their family, which could be a very difficult and delicate situation?
Well, today, you know, during these, again, for the pandemic, it's very difficult for people to congregate, for families to get together, you know, things like Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, other holidays are a time for gatherings. And now it's not a given. Now it's, will we do this? Won't we do it? How will it look? And these are challenges to overcome. And I would say challenges because they're not the kind of obstacles that we can't overcome. People have to make decisions for how they can be with loved ones in a way that feels safe to them. And people also, this is the real challenge, is how do we come together and still respect the person who is most fearful, rather than looking at that person as somebody who is raining on the parade. You know, how do we look at it where we can still make some meaningful connections and feel safe? And particularly for, you know, older folks and people that are really at true risk, although we certainly have younger people with health conditions that are at risk just as much. So the real challenge, I think, is to find ways to come together, find ways to spend time. And if that means FaceTime, if that means Zoom, if that means person to person outside with masks, or far enough apart without masks outside and things like that, whatever it is that you guys are willing to do, find ways to do it. Have things to look forward to. Take little day trips if you can. And I was telling my mom, you know what, go and the weather's getting nice. Have a picnic out somewhere at sunset if it was too hot, or during the day if it's getting cooler. Do little things where you're keeping in contact with people and letting people know that they're important to you, and maintaining the bond that you are important to them.
Dr. Levine, really appreciate your time and your visit with us here today. Some fabulous information, and timely at that. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information online about you and your practice, where's the best place online to get that and get further details?
Oh, absolutely. You can reach me through email. And it's my last name, Levine, LevinePhD, @gmail.com. And you can also call me at 310-488-1116.
Certainly do appreciate the contact information. And of course, your website is jasonlevineph.com. Again, Dr. Levine, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Jason Levine, clinical psychologist in private practice in Los Angeles, California, who specializes in substance use disorders, anxiety, depression, LGBTQ issues, and anger management. And again, for further information, visit jasonlevineph.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.